Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. As you can see, I continue to be on the road, but I did have to comment on the rather startling contrast between two worlds that's happening here today. Today, as many of you know, in our nation, the legacy media is celebrating the fact that Taylor Swift is Time Person of the Year. That's right, Taylor Swift. And while that's happening today, we're seeing in the Middle East a whole new world rising. It's an absolutely fascinating development. I don't know how many of you saw that Russian President Vladimir Putin is on an official visit to Abu Dhabi and to the whole of the Middle East. It's going to trip that's going to climax in Riyadh, meeting with Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And Putin was treated to literally, a royal welcome. He was accompanied by four Russian fighter jets. His airplane was as it landed in Abu Dhabi. And they are discussing the entrance into the BRICS, which is the parallel G20 economic union that's going to have about 60% of the world's population. Now, with Saudi Arabia and Iran and UAE coming into that economic union. They're talking about the ongoing situation with Palestinians and Israelis. And of course, the peace settlement that will inevitably be brokered between Russia and Ukraine, but it will be done on Russia's terms, just as we predicted it would be over this last year and a half. Now, what's so fascinating is given how Putin was given a hero's welcome at the UAE, and he will be given an equally royal welcome in Saudi Arabia, many commentators are talking about how this is an obvious international defeat for Biden. Biden simply failed to isolate Russia the way he claimed the United States, collective West, Europe, and the like had isolated Russia. They didn't. 85% of the world's population basically does not have a beef with Russia. They consider the situation between Russia and Ukraine either just the latest chapter in their not always so friendly relationships over the last 1,000 years, or they just come out and frankly blame NATO and their incessant eastward expansion. So John Mearsheimer, the University of Chicago, gave the argument back in, 2015, 2016, that if NATO continued to move in the direction of towards Russia via Ukraine, that they would start a hot war. It would inevitably result in a hot war with Russia based on big power politics. Well, what we've got now is an obvious rebuke of Biden by world leaders that they are not following Biden's demand that other nations isolate Russia. Putin, of course, is there's an international arrest warrant for him that they're obviously not going to be serving in Abu Dhabi or in Saudi Arabia. And so this is an embarrassment for Biden. Biden comes across as looking weak and ineffective, lying just in his own little world. And the rest of the world is just not going in his direction, what he demanded.
Hey, gang, with everything going on right now, from wars breaking out around the world to the advent of central bank digital currencies, the radical instability and unpredictability that surrounds us requires that we become very smart with our money. We never know what's really going to happen, often until it's too late. And so that's why I partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because I know the patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at a time like this. So go ahead and click on the link below right now to get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. That's right. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots and they're here to help. You've seen the writing on the wall. Don't wait until it's too late. Defend your freedom by clicking on that link below and get your free gold and silver kit right now.
But I think there's something much deeper than just the latest Biden blunder. And that is, I think, what we're seeing in Abu Dhabi and eventually in Riyadh is the emergence of a new civilizational world. We talk a lot on this channel about the rise of civilization states. And civilization states are fascinating in that they're basically worlds within the world. A civilization state is a politics that is deliberately recalibrated around culture, custom, and tradition, such that the purpose of politics is to protect and preserve that culture, custom, and tradition. What we're seeing in Russia, China, India, Iran, Turkey, throughout the Sahel region in Africa, with all the rebellions, the juntas that are rising up, we're seeing a new world rising, a world where more and more populations are deliberately embracing a politics of restoration. They want to return to nation culture, custom, and tradition. And that is exactly what we're seeing now in the Middle East. Many scholars have argued that the Islamic world is in many respects a sub-civilization state, because the Islamic world is made up of so many different ethnicities. So, you know, you have your Persians, and you have your Arabs, and your Afghans, and Tajiks, and Turks, and the like. They're all united under the rubric of Islam, but they all have very, very different kinds of cultures and societies and civilizations. And so, in many respects, what we're seeing here on this trip with Putin is the affirmation of the Islamic world to be, in effect, a sub-civilizational state, where Arabs now and Afghans and Tajiks and Turks are increasing, and Persians are increasingly uniting together into an Islamic pole of power in world politics. And so Putin, as the leader of the Eurasian orthosphere, has come and has been given a hero's welcome in the increasing Islamic political sphere. And then, of course, with the continued rise of China and India, we really are seeing a civilizationalist world rising, the likes of which is making a Taylor Swift-oriented world look increasingly banal and pathetic. So what we saw today, really, and what we'll continue to see in Putin's trip throughout the Middle East, culminating in Riyadh, is in many respects one of the most extraordinary pictures of this rising civilizationalist world we've seen thus far. God bless, gang.
But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.